here, just a presentation. The agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove any item on the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed or posted on the agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard on this meeting are forwarded. After you take the one set of glasses off, and put the other set of glasses on, it doesn't work so well. Having a tough time seeing all this. Excuse me. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or Zoning Commission. The Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all of your cell phones and electronic devices except for those people in emergency services. Please take all private conversations outside the room. Within 48 hours, advance request, a signed language interpreter or reasonable may be brought here for, if you need it. Supporting materials provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's office. And then, there's the phone numbers listed there. All right. We stand now and we'll do the pledge. And Jane, would you lead us the pledge, please?
Yes, would you?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Number two, public comments. This is a period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded an opportunity to speak at individual public hearing items at a time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, not appearing on this item, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If the member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Everybody understand all that? We'll be talking at the end. Okay. Item number three, approval of the minutes of November the 9th, 2016. I have a motion. Has anybody read the minutes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did they look all right to you?
Yeah,
did they look all right to you?
They looked all right.
Okay, I make a motion to approve them.
I'll second that motion.
That's all right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I didn't hear you.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, okay. Okay. The minutes of the November 9, 2016 are approved as presented. Item number four, approval of the agenda for today, for December the 14th, 2006.
I will make it. Do you have anything?
I second it.
Okay. Moved and seconded the agenda be approved for the night. All those in favor?
Aye.
Nope, nobody opposed. All right, moving on then to item number five, informational items. Item number one, receive a report from Metro regarding activities and statistics during the past months. Why don't you add all this? This is all Metro. Where are you?
Yes, sir.
Want to make a report?
Hello, Ulster Metro, or Ulster Underwood from Metro, UNDERWOOD, here representing Lieutenant Healy, who is actually retiring, if anybody didn't know. Here to read a quick stats for you. Calls of service and searchlight from November 2016 is only one change. You had 12 this month versus 11 last month. Citations, you had a total of 43 citations all in searchlight, and you had one DUI arrest. Searchlight, as always, is always nice and quiet, nice place to be. I do have a couple things to bring up other than the stats. Those who want to know, it's the toy drive is here. And the toy drive is going to be picking up on Saturday the 17th at the community center at 5:45. The bus is going to take you to the Legion, American Legion Post, and you're going to have a pancake breakfast. That's going to be at 6:45. And from anywhere from 7 to 7:30, they're going to be going from the American Legion over to Target to do the shopping. You have, I think, 24 total kids coming from Searchlight, and we have a total of 93 from Searchlight, Calnavari, and Laughlin. And I can't not think... Oh, and the holiday meals, we're going to be passing out the holiday meals again for Christmas. That's going to be December 21st. And that's all I really have. And it's been a nice and quiet month again in Searchlight, which is always awesome. Any questions?
Anybody? Any questions of Officer Underwood? Officer Underwood?
Did you say toy drive?
Yes, I did.
Okay, we've always called it Shop of the Cop. So.
Shop of the Cop. Different terminology. Sorry about that. Are you on the list?
But is it called that this year?
Not this year.
It's Shop of the Cop.
Yeah, I said toy drive. I apologize.
We can get you new shoes.
Oh, I'll take shoes anytime.
All right, thank you. All right, the Nevada Highway Patrol report. Anybody?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sergeant Hubbs with the Nevada Highway Patrol, H-U-B-B-S. Our total traffic stops for the area was 341. We issued 243 citations. We arrested four people, and we worked three crashes. Two were injury crashes, one was a property. Also, we have Trooper Davis went to class to get certified in car seats. So we have a car seat technician that we did not have in the Laughlin Searchlight area. So what that program is designed to do is, what that program is designed to do is teach parents how to properly put the car seats in. Also for those new parents that are not fortunate enough to be able to afford a car seat, then this program will allow them to have a car seat so our kids will be safe out on the street. We're also going to continue doing our direct enforcement. I've had several people here in the community talk to me, and including Judge Hill, about the traffic going down the road here to Cottonwood Cove. We are probably not this month, but in January, we're going to have a direct enforcement where us troops will be down there and we'll be enforcing that area. And then, of course, we'll continue doing that, and we'll also pick it up, maybe do it a couple more times during the summertime when there's more traffic down in there. The other thing we have scheduled this month here in Searchlight is we're going to be doing crosswalk enforcement again. I don't know if any of you have seen us out here. I believe it was October that we did it. We're going to do that here in the next couple weeks before Christmas. That's pretty much all I got. Any questions?
Any questions to Sergeant Hubbs?
Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant. Kim Colton, the Searchlight Fire Department.
Kim Colton, Secretary Treasurer, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. We had a little mishap on our records for November, and I didn't get the numbers before I left, so I apologize for that. It has been relatively slow, which is a good thing. So what I would like to do is remind you of some fire safety important tips for Christmas. If you're using a new tree, just remember that they can be dangerous, and some of the things that they recommend to make sure they're safe are doing a fresh cut 2 inches along the base of the trunk when you get the tree. Keep the tree at least 3 feet from any heat source, fireplace, heaters, candles. They do go up very quickly if they get heated. Do not block any exits, and remember to add water daily, because a fresh, moist tree will not catch fire as easy. Also, we are doing a toy drive with the Bullhead Firefighters, toy drive, so we'll be doing that. So it'll be a nice addition with the Shop of the Cop. like to thank Jane Overy also for her donations and also for all of your continued support. We're all pleased and proud to be part of this community and help. And I do have our volunteer fire department supporter shirts. If anyone would like to buy one to make great Christmas presents, got them with us. They're $15 each.
Any questions of Kim about the fire department or anything besides fire, including EMT stuff? Is there anything word on your get your new EMT coming?
We actually did. Jimmy Bowie did finally pass all of them. It's difficult to pass all of them, so we do have one, a new addition, so it's fantastic. And Bill McCombs will be taking his last test now. And it's a long process. It takes it took him over 15 months to do it, so big commitment. And they just do it just for the support of the community, not for any pay or for any future employment purposes. So it's just to help.
Well, representing the board here, then I'd like to congratulate those people for their time and effort.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Hill, Justice of the Peace, Judge Hill. Skinny.
Judge Hill, 1090 Cottonwood Cove Road. Let's see here. I don't know which way to stand with this. Can this be turned down a little? Services of your court. Justice Court hears probable cause, arraignments, both felony and misdemeanors, preliminary hearings, and misdemeanors. Thank you. Bond forfeitures, evictions, small claims, and civil matters where the amount in controversy does not exceed $10,000. Other duties performed by the Justice of the Peace include setting bail, issuing search warrants, summonses, protective orders, and arrest warrants and marriages. Searchlight Justice Court has one Justice of the Peace, and that's elected for a 6-year term. So that's kind of a picture of what you have there. Also, just as a side note, every once in a while, the county wants to talk about consolidation. And it rooted its ugly head again, and we had to remind them that this court's been here since 1889. And it's well established and serves a good purpose in this community. And anyway, that all kind of got put to bed again for a few years. But every once in a while, it has to crop up. They want Bunkerville to go into Mesquite, and one of the Moapas to go into the other Moapa court. And actually, by our state constitution, clear back from 1860, each precinct is able to have a court for itself. And that has not changed. Let's see, for the month of November, we had 2 arraignments, we had 2 preliminary hearings, we had status checks of 11, we had 4 trials in custodies, we had 1, and traffic in court, that's where we open court for traffic court, and you have a ticket, you can come in and talk about it, 8. What we call the 72-hour videos, we look into Clark County Detention Center. It saves a lot of money for having to transport people out here for arraignments. In the 72-hour video arraignments, generally they happen on Monday morning when people are arrested across the weekend. They have to see a magistrate within that district within 72 hours. We had 11 of those. Court actions, warrants, we sent out 43. Protection orders, we did 2 in November. Citations total, we do Metro Highway Patrol and Park Service that have come through our court, were 116 for November. And overall, our court, number of cases in which the court costs, fees, and fines were assessed, the number of things we actually functioned on was 306 for the month. Court dates, we're vacating a holiday because of the holidays, December 27th and 28th. They're between Christmas and New Year's. We vacated those dates. There'll be no court. We'll pick up again in January 10th with criminal court, January 11th with traffic court. Criminal court again on January 24th and traffic on 25th. All court dates are open to the public, and all court dates in our court meet at 10 a.m. Anybody have any questions?
Now, Judge, when you're not here, who sits in your place?
I have an excellent pro tem who happens to chair the town board. And I was just talking to him up coming up the parking lot. I have to go to a seminar. He'll be on the bench in January. Thanks, gentlemen.
Any questions of Judge Hill? Thank you very much. All right. Omar for the Water District. Omar. Mark's got some people he's got to introduce to us tonight.
That's right.
Why don't you bring them on up there with you?
Sure. If you guys want to come on up.
Sure.
So I guess I'll just go ahead and get started and just introduce Omar Salcedo for the record. 1001 South Valley View Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89153. So I want to introduce Derek Jackson. Previously at our last meeting, I spoke about that we were looking to hire a new small system superintendent. Derek was recently promoted to that job. He's been with the, well, he's new to his role, but he's been with the Las Vegas Valley Water District for a number of years now. He has expertise in mechanical and other areas. So, Derek, if you want to introduce yourself and say anything else.
He did such a great job. So anyways, I've been a superintendent for about a month now. I've worked for the Water District for about 18 years. I don't do a lot of public speaking at the Water District either, so this is kind of new. I didn't see this in my job description. But, hey, it's nice to meet all of you. I'm going to try to be at each one of these meetings every month as they go on. And the intent simply is to get to know you and you know that the Water District is out here to support the water system that's here. I have two guys who work for me. One of them is Aaron, who's here with me tonight. He just wanted to come out and also meet you guys. Probably two or three times a week, he might even be in the town rolling around in the big white truck with the Water District symbol on it. So, yeah, just hello, everybody. I'm Derek. You can make it.
Aaron, you want
to? Okay. I'm good. I'm Aaron.
More than happy. Let me take back over there. All right, you guys can go ahead. Yeah. So again, we're trying to increase our presence here, so these are great two additions. I know that sometimes some technical questions come up. Derek is an excellent resource for the community, and I know that Aaron is here at least twice a week throughout the day. Okay, let me go ahead and get to my report. The system is stable, and there are no major leaks to report. Water use for the month of November is slightly up from the same time last year. On November 2016, residents used approximately 380,000 gallons more than in November 2015. And that's pretty much it. There hasn't been much activity out in Searchlight. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask.
Any questions of Omar? The water is all right? Everybody's okay?
Just an FYI, I did say to Derek that this is probably going to be his favorite small system, so I will say that.
You did say that.
I love coming out here. So.
Omar, thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. Craig Turner, the Water Reclamation District. Are you here, Craig? I think I saw you. All right. Parks and Recreation. Craig.
Trey Smith, Clark County Parks and Recreation. I'd like to first start, thank everyone for coming out to the holiday parade this past Saturday. We had 25 floats in it. It was one of the biggest, brightest parades in the 4 years I've been here. So thank you, community, for coming out and supporting the holiday parade. Thank you, Fire Department, for the mittens and gloves. Thank you, Museum Guild, for the baked goods and the hot chocolate. And thank you, Stan, for your time being there, being someone I want to mention. Thank you. So, on to my report. For November, we offered 5 programs, had a total attendance of 155 participants. We have no special events coming up. And for some updates, at the end of the month, I took another position working for Parks and Rec up in Las Vegas. So, I'd like to, at this point, introduce Richard. Richard will be the new supervisor here for Searchlight starting the first week of January. Richard's been with the county, I think, 8 or 9 years now. And about 4 years ago, he was down here in the Laughlin Searchlight area. So I'll let Richard come up, say a couple words.
Nice to meet everyone. My name is Richard DeClerc. I've been with Clark County Parks and Recreation for, this will be my 10th year. My first 4.5 years were spent out in Laughlin. And I did come into Searchlight now and again. At that time, we had a different supervisor here. Excuse me. So we didn't do as much here. But I look forward to taking over for Trey and giving him a shorter drive to work. And I plan on keeping all the same kind of programs, that kind of stuff going out here. Just a continuation of the good work that Trey's done. And then see if there's some things that we might be able to add or do differently and keep everything going smoothly. So thank you guys, and I'll be seeing you starting next month.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Are there any questions?
I have one thing. I want to thank all the people that participated and helped to make the parade possible and to decorate this room. And there was just a whole great bunch of you that were just wonderful. Don't forget, we got 4th of July coming up, so let's kind of work on that too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to thank Trey for his work out here. I know he's got a big job because he has to do Laughlin too, but he has come here and he's been very helpful through this past year, and he always calls me if something needs to be done or something needs to be changed or something needs to be moved, like that picture keeps falling down. Anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, we do want to thank you, Trey.
Thank you. Yeah, on behalf of the board, too, Trey, thank you. Thank you for some of those things that you've changed around real quickly for us. We really appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Searchlight Library. Anybody here?
No, she's
what?
She had an emergency or something.
Oh, okay. Happy here tonight. All right. All right. U.S. Park Service. Anybody here for the Park Service? Okay, Senior Center. My wife, Kate, has been giving the report to the Senior Center for the last 10 years, and she's now retiring from that. And Janice Kostecki will be giving the report from now on, and we'll give you the spelling of that later. But there's a report here. What is this?
There should be more. Well, yeah,
I guess this is supposed to be. Well, that's the other report.
That's the senior.
One last time.
Hi, I'm Kate Colton, Searchlight Nevada, and I'm filling in for Janice. Let's see. Tomorrow night's dinner is chili, French bread, salad bar, and cake. Bingo's at 6 p.m. Gosh darn, I don't know who wrote this. It's hard to read. Request for senior center donations is toilet paper, paper towels, coffee, flour, sugar, etc. Okay, I know what that's about. We were at the senior center last week. I called for bingo. They have a beautiful Christmas tree, and on that Christmas tree, they have several decorations with things written on them that the senior center is in need of, and that would be coffee, toilet paper, toilet paper not, because they have special rolls, but paper towels, sugar, flour, you know, all those kind of things that normally get used in a senior center, community center, they have need of. So if anybody is in and out of the senior center over the holidays, they sure could use some of those things. And then, I know that there are flyers at the back on the table. The activity report and the menus are both back there if anybody's interested. And I do know that Christmas dinner is going to be on Thursday, the 22nd. I think Thursday the 22nd is, I think next Thursday, a week from tomorrow is the 22nd. That's when the Christmas dinner is going to be at 5 p.m. They're going to have ham, turkey, all the trimmings. And everybody is welcome. You do not have to be a member of the Senior Center to attend. So other than that, I don't know what else Janice
is there a cost?
Would want. I'm sorry?
Is there a cost for the dinner?
I believe it's the same, $5 per person, as usual. It's gone up a little bit, but the cost of food has gone up. So, and they always put on a great Thanksgiving. They had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. And Christmas dinner will be equally as wonderful. So if you can, come out next Thursday night and join us for their Christmas dinner. Any questions?
Last night, thank you.
Thank you.
It's hard to read that.
Okay, Judy Bundorf on the windmill situation.
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road. Really no news. Apparently, Apex has not petitioned the Ninth Circuit to reopen their appeal. And my attorney sends a FOIA request in every 3 weeks. We have found that the meteorological towers, of which there's either three or four, I'm aware of three. If anybody knows of four of them, let me know. We would like to see those removed, so we're working toward that end. And we did find out that the company pays $1 per acre to lease the land. We've been unable to find out whether that's per month, per year, per two-year contract, and they've got 9.5 acres leased at $1 an acre. And I want to know if anybody else can get that kind of a deal. But any questions?
Don't we have a president now who's against windmills?
Yeah, but everybody keeps changing their minds. Oh, I might add that, and it will impact some of us possibly, I just read today that the Interior Department has approved 2 new transmission lines, one of which will be coming through El Dorado Valley, called the Transwest Line, and through much of Colorado, Utah, and Nevada. And the other thing is the Interior Department has approved what's called Eagle Tick Permits for wind farms for up to 30 years. And I guess I don't know whether this is all wind farms or wind farms on public lands combined can kill 4,200 eagles per year. And I know it's a phenomenal number, and I guess if you talk to a biologist and find out what that does over the life of the reproductive life of eagles, if you see one, take his picture because they won't be around much longer.
Question? Any questions of Judy? Judy, thank you as always. Okay, moving on to planning and zoning. There are no items on the agenda for planning and zoning. Moving on to item number 7, general business. Discussions concerning Nevada Department of Transportation and the requested crosswalk at the intersection of Gamelin and US 95. Ryan, you've done some research on this, obviously. I've had a one-con, yeah. But do you want to make a report?
Yeah, the proposed crosswalk. I received a response from Michael Yates. He's a principal engineer and a traffic engineer with District 1 of NDOT. This is from 2 weeks ago. Basically, in an email, he told me that he was going to start a study for this. Our solutions are based on speed, number of times, number of lanes, and number of pedestrians. I will assign this. I'm taking from his email. I will assign this to Michelle Castro, one of my staff engineers. She will be reaching out to you to get the details for your request. I've copied her on this email. In a follow-up email, I responded back to Michael, and I copied the town board chairman, and I appreciate the update. As I mentioned on the phone, the primary local contact for Searchlight regarding the new crosswalk is Stan Colton, and I gave him Stan's contact information. He should be able to tell you why there's a demand for this crosswalk from the residential side to the senior center side of the 95. Thank you.
And I don't know if he's been in touch with you or not.
Michelle Castro.
Well, good.
I talked to her for about 15 minutes, and she was concerned on why we want to move the crosswalk the 300 feet from Hobson up to Gablin. And I said, because the people don't cross at Hobson, they cross at Gablin.
Yeah.
And it's simply as that. And people that are coming to the senior center. They don't want to walk up the other way. They generally come through the neighborhoods over there, go through the gas station, and then come across right at Gavel into the straight to the senior center. So that was my explanation to her, and I hope she understood what I was trying to say to her. That people just don't want to use that one crosswalk.
You know? And did she say she was going to come out and do a study? Or?
She said she was going to do more studies, yeah. More, talk to more people, look at it further. So.
Very good.
Brian, there's some other things on here. I unfortunately did not get this until just now. So do you want to go through these things here? What is this?
Well, it's just FYI. They're not all on the agenda. It's just an update.
Well, I mean, it's you didn't list yourself.
I don't have a report.
You didn't list yourself on the agenda this time. You want to use my copy then, or whatever?
I wasn't prepared to give a report on all of these. But
all right.
We can put it on future agendas, but
all right. Well, we can. Okay. Well, all right.
It's just an FYI. It wasn't meant to be.
We'll do this under general discussion then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Stan?
Yeah.
Dave Gillich, would it be possible to invite that lady who's going to do that study here tonight so we could ask questions, have comment, have her to the DOT to do that?
Michelle Castro, is it possible that you can invite her?
Yeah, we can always invite, but we can't guarantee she'll be here, though.
Well, I'd appreciate it. I've got some questions already. And at some point, once we've done some surveying, I'd like to hear what her comments are about that.
Yeah, we can always invite them.
Okay.
But I can't guarantee that she'll be here.
Kim?
Kim Colton, 675 U.S. Highway 95. I know Judge Hill mentioned some questions. And as far as moving the crosswalk, if that's not an option, I still want to make sure that we push through with getting a light, flashing light, and at the crosswalk that's there, so that's not abandoned. Because it's going to be difficult to move the crosswalk from different conversations that I had because of the speeds and the danger coming over the hill and the lack of visibility. So if that's not an option, I don't want it all thrown out. But as I said, I'd like to make sure we push forward with the lights at the existing crosswalk. Flashing lights and buttons. Thank you.
We've talked about that so many times with no positive response.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Can we have three crosswalks?
Okay, anything else on the crosswalk? Discussion of the standard noise ordinance and take action being necessary on that. Jane, you're the one that raised this question for us. Do you want to take over on it?
Jane Overy, 210 North Montana Street. What I brought it for the board to take it to the county commission is we are the only entity in the whole county that does not have the noise standard. It could also help us in future if we have some real noisy thing that wants to come to town and build in the middle of our town. So it's a long thing. It doesn't eliminate all noise or anything like that. It just has a standard on the amount of sound that somebody can put out. So to me, it's a simple thing to go to the county and ask to have that noise standard put on us like everybody in the state has on, or at least this county has. We were the only ones on the list.
Reading this thing from the BLM thing you gave us, Brian, it talks about that if Searchlight was given a town board rather than a town advisory board, it could pass its own code. And the person says, I would not expect either of those as they would amount to a major policy change. So what I'm seeing here is like, unless I'm not understanding it, we don't have the power to do any of that. Have you seen that, Jane?
And this is verbiage from the DA's office.
But it's a county thing. That it would have to go from this board into request the county to do it, and whatever entity at that time approves it. But I don't see why. I mean, I was several years ago when it was brought up to me by a county employee. He said, "Do you realize you're the only ones?" And I kind of just poo-pooed it. And then there was other things that started coming into town that I thought, well, if we would have that noise thing, then maybe we wouldn't have to worry as much. And so what I was asking, because I gave Stan the whole packet that comes from the county on the noise standard, and it would be from this board to approve, to request that it be at least put on somebody's agenda to see if it can, if we can get the same thing that every other entity in the county has.
How do we do that, Brian? Do you request?
I don't know. I don't know that every town board has that, because I, you have what I have for the DA.
Right, saw that.
We're a town advisory board. We're not a town board. So it's my understanding that you have to go through the NRS, not the Clark County Code, if you want to become a town board and set your own rules.
Paperwork, like Abe Stan, is a county thing.
Well, I think that we can get to the county by a letter from this board requesting that searchlight be included within the noise abatements, as other areas have.
Do we know what agency is responsible for that approval?
No, it's a county thing.
It's within the county board of zoning, and those items are covered out through that. But you've got to go directly to the county first, and then they go to the various departments.
Do we know where to send it?
Well, I think we could probably find out.
No, I could send it to the county manager's office.
They'll put it out in the proper place. So we want a motion then that that this board solicit the county to add us to the noise abatement ordinances that other portions of the county enjoy.
Okay, I'll motion that we try to find out and send a letter to who needs to be here to get us on the list to see about noise abatement.
Can be figured in with the same ordinances the other county areas have?
Yes.
Other rural county areas.
I'll second the motion.
So there's been a motion and a seconded that that a letter be sent to the county manager's office requesting that searchlight be added to the noise abatement rules and codes, as all other county entities covered under such rules and codes of a sound abatement.
There's a code number in there.
Yeah, I don't have that with me, Jane.
Yeah, you do.
It's CCC
30.68.020. And we want to be at, Searchlight Township to be covered under that same provision of that same code. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries. Thank you. All right. At this time, I'd like to ask Kyle Myers come up here. Kyle. Come on up here, Kyle. Take this chair and read from the paper.
Which one is that number?
Kyle will be the only member of the board that we can guarantee. Now, both of these people can both be on the board, but we know that Kyle will be because he's been elected to the board. So there'll be four more people who will be appointed by the county commission, starting, I hope, with the January 11th meeting or whatever it is. I think five people have applied, so that means one of those people will be out, and four of those will be in. We don't know who will be what. But Kyle, pick it up right here. You're in charge. Let's check.
Right here. For number 8, comments to general public.
Okay. Hello.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Okay.
A little bit louder, please.
All right. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board/council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board/council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board/council by majority vote. And
yeah, anybody
have anything to say?
Yes, I do. Judy Hill, H-I-L-L, 305 Surprise, Searchlight, Nevada. What I want to do is talk about the community cleanup that we had on November 12th. We had a very large participation, and we cleaned up a lot of trash. There was, it started out as a brainchild of my husband Richard and Jill Canepa. Jill Canepa got a hold of Silver State, and they donated 4 very large dumpsters. They delivered them and they picked them up. We got a hold of the Park Service, who does the Cottonwood Cove cleanups. They donated buckets, picker-uppers, and trash bags. There were so many people that participated. Phil, whatever his last name is, how do you say your last name, Phil?
Magdarillo.
Phil volunteered to sign people up, and what we did was Dick and I bought $200 in prizes. Kim Colton donated some prizes. We bought tickets, and each person that participated got 1 ticket for the drawing at the end. We had a barbecue afterwards, and the barbecue kings here, Billy Joe McGinnis, Dale Smith, when they dragged that barbecue out, there's a party. They donated most all of the food. Everybody else brought dishes. Jack Weaver put a trailer on the back of his truck. We had a lot of trash. Those plastic bags were all over this town, beer bottles, whiskey bottles, you name it, we found everything. I even found a crack pipe, which I had no use for, so I smashed it in a bag and threw it in the trash. But we got so much trash, that fill between the Rebel and the motel was a mess. I'm going to call us. Can I have more than 3 minutes? Thank you. Can I have more than 3 minutes, Kyle?
No.
Thank you. Kim Colton took her little four-wheeler and went around. We took our trucks, and we would have people pick up the trash, put it in bags, leave it alongside the road. We even did Cottonwood Cove Road on both sides. We asked them not to go on Highway 95 for safety reasons. The field behind the motel at the end of Main Street was a real mess. And of course our volunteer fire department, they're always there for everything. Everything we do, the volunteer fire department is always there to help. We're going to try to do this again next year. And what I'm going to ask is that I'm going to try to get a hold of some of the mucky mucks of the big businesses. Because most of the trash we picked up comes from those businesses. So we're simply going to say, help donate some prizes, maybe help with the food, just do something. 51 people showing up to help do that cleanup was really, really neat. And we had a lot of fun. I'm going to read off the names very quickly of the people that participated. Michelle Morris, Dale Russell, Dick Hill, Kayla McGinnis, Billy Joe McGinnis, Judy Holt, Lorraine Lawrence, Jack Weaver, Josh McBride, Kyle Myers, Bobby Myers, Bruce Steuben, Kim Colton, Maria Shavira, Tony Shavira, Amber Weatherford, Dale Smith, Sue Berg, Susan Lansdale, Linda McBride, Dennis McBride, Dennis Moran, Jimmy Myers, John Amron, Jimmy Bowie, Jillian Jeremiah, Joshua, that was some kids, just wrote their first name, Gina McBride, Ellie Deaver, Alan Deaver, Zoe Napier, Ashley Napier, Travis O'Hara, Alyssa McBride, Kate Nelson, Raymond Marshall, Alicia Lewis, Jason Harris, Amanda Lewis, Robert Murchison, Kira Marshall, Jaden Lewis, Jordan Pinkerton, Ray Marshall, Willie, Alana, how do you say your last name? Alanis? And Marcy Alanis. And I'm telling you, those two worked so hard. I mean, they were in that field digging stuff, and Dick and I were down Cottonwood Cove Road picking up beer bottles, and they were down there. I really appreciate it. And if you love this town and you don't want it to turn into a trash dump, next year let's have more participation. If you're not physically able to get out there and pick stuff up, come to the park and help do something. Help with the barbecue or whatever. Anyway, I really appreciate it, and I'm like you are, the Christmas parade was really great. That was, it's so good to see the people in this town starting to participate in things. And our new guy here from the county, 4th of July is coming up, buddy. And I have one more thing that I've been asked to do. I didn't get here till after the fire department. The day after the turkey shoot, we had a thank you barbecue in the park for our volunteer fire department to say thank you for everything they do. And if one of the fire department members would like to come up here and take this, come on, Josh and Kim, quit arguing. One of you come up here. Is anybody from Calamari here? Okay. So we have two plaques here from Governor Brian Sandoval in recognition of the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department and everything they do. And this one is for the Calaveri Fire Department and everything they do.
Do you want me to accept that for Steve?
Sure, that's for Steve,
I'll give it to Steve.
Anyway, that's for our fire department. So why don't you guys give our fire department a big hand? That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. Jane Aubrey, this is just a report on the amount in our capital funds, which is $160,197.71. This money has already been designated for the archive room that will be added. And also last month I brought up the fact that we needed to start working on some community things as far as maybe getting bathrooms for outside here and things like that. And we talked about Sniffle funds. Well, the Sniffle funds this year have been awarded. Projects get to $79 million. And just to give you an idea why we wouldn't have gotten any of the funds, $2.7 million for new exhibits for the dam, $1.5 million for the city of North Las Vegas to expand Kyle Ranch Historic, $7.8 million for North Las Vegas to buy two private parcels to add to the Craig Ranch Regional Park, $4.9 million for Clark County to build a new nature blend park and trailhead on 5 acres near Fort Apache and Blue Diamond, $5.3 million to renovate the hilltop campground in the Springs Mountains National Recreation Area, $1.7 million to protect three cultural sites, the Gold Butte area, which I believe in, $1.1 million to develop up to 37 acres of multi-use trails outside of Lincoln County, community of Caliente, and $4.4 million to overhaul the historic Wheeler Peak Campground at Great Basin National Park in White Pine County. Whatever we needed to request, we wouldn't have got it. So I really hope that the board next year considers trying to put in for a capital funds project for those bathrooms and for some adult games out here in this area, because we have a lot of seniors that I see walking the trails and things, and I think if we had some bocce ball, if we had some of the other things that people could take part in, I think they would do that.
Gene, when does that request have to be submitted?
Well, I don't know for next year, but I did find out that all we can do is submit to ask, and then somebody in the county has to write the request up and all that stuff for us. So as far as when, I think it'll probably be when they sell more land, because this is all from the federal land that is sold, and this was all brought about by Senator Senator Reed and Senator
Miller.
No, it was the one before Ensign. They were the ones that made sure the money all came back to the state of Nevada for use on parks and trails and things like that. That's what we got our first part from, was years ago.
Well, Brian, would it be possible for us to put in like a request that would be there in advance of?
Well, that's what you did this time. The county already put in a request for this time. It's not an annual thing, first of all. It's not every year we can apply it. But you're already on a standing list anyway. You were on the food up list. It wasn't chosen to move forward to the next level. I don't know. I don't work for the BLM. I don't know when they're going to sell more land. It could be a year from now. It could be 2 years from now. And I don't know if they'll continue to sell more. They probably will. But it's not.
But we should be able to put in some kind of a request for certain line items.
It's right. It's already there.
It's already there.
It's for a piece of the pie.
So the request rolls over to the next time they do it?
More or less, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anybody else? Any questions? Kim?
Kim Colton, 675 US Highway 95. Just a question. Is this a new agenda format? It's the standardized new agenda format? Is this what this... Okay. Just for my input... personal opinion is very wordy and very difficult to read. Mm-hmm. The agenda before was much easier and more concise.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Stan Colton, Calderberry. I just wanted to mention that you've probably seen that the fence has been done at the Nugget. I'm not sure that it meets all, you know, if we can still see or not, but it's better than what it was. So I just wanted to say that, you know, that we asked them to do it, and they did it. So I wanted to thank Herbst for taking care of that. Thank you. Oh, just one other thing, too. For the historian, he'll be the first elected official in Searchlight's history since the city was dissolved.
Next meeting is on January 11th, 2017, and I guess the meeting is adjourned.
Kyle, you cannot adjourn the meeting. You're not officially sworn
no,
in.
You have
adjourn
to.
The meeting.
So.
She adjourns.
Okay.
I adjourn the meeting.
There you go.
Thank you.